more delivery, see, Noble?
KO4CEF.
KO4WWC, how you doing this morning?
Alright, still on my way to work.
Nothing, well, I'll let you go. Thank you for the quick Q show. I'll be clearing your final, KO4WWC.
Have a good morning, KO4CEF.
KFW Mobile. 4TFW, KF4WWZ, good morning.
Taylor missed yesterday. On the radio yesterday, I didn't hear you.
Talking about the net or just this time of day? I saw a little bit yesterday, but not really much. I talked to KE4EA, a guy who helps out Gary Wise, and I think I talked to another guy named David, KE0TR, if you know him.
N0TR, Tom.
Probably who I'm referring to, my dad. Just heading into work. Nothing really bad's going on. Just wish I had a car with a V or a truck with a V8 and a loud muffler.
I wouldn't be able to hear the radio, right?
I don't know about that. I think I might have a little bit of some tricks up my sleeve to be able to do both.
Maybe sucking a lot of fuel.
It would, but my idea is because I'm probably or possibly very, very likely going to get my grandpa's old Mazda C2000, I'd like to see if I could drop a small block Chevy 350 in there. I talked to somebody, but I didn't really keep it too long. He's doing the same thing I'm doing. He's currently on the road heading to work as well. So I didn't really want to bug him too much. It seemed like he needed to focus. You talking?
I'm just sitting here at a red light in Greer. Making a few pennies.
Yeah, I saw an article in the news yesterday that said that it keeps going, the prices keep going down by the barrel. We might not see as high as gas prices we've been seeing lately.
It'd be nice.
That would. It really would. Hey, have you heard anything else about the Ukraine? I haven't been watching the news lately.
It's just the same information over and over again and that, but they're holding their own right now, it looks like.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I really hope that they can keep their government and their country at bay. The fact they've been putting up, they deserve to keep their country. Well, what you gonna be working on today? Selling tools, if I'm talking to the right guy?
I work in the parts department at a chemical plant.
I do remember the plant. My dad is from... Well, either way. I hope that goes well for you. What do you usually do with the parts?
Well, parts are, you know, that I have enough spare parts and that, and we got projects coming up, so they'll tell me what they need, and I'll try to locate them and order them and get them in and sort them out so that they're ready when they do the projects.
Really cool, man. So you talking spare parts? Are you talking like automotive or something else?
Machinery parts and piping parts and that, because it's at a chemical plant. So we got a bunch of pumps and mixers and tanks and piping and stuff like that. But all I've ever done for the last 40-something years is maintenance on machinery, not cars, though.
But machinery, technically, machinery is just the same thing as the car, it just works differently. It's all mechanical. And Paul told me, though, that, ever since it, over the years, being an auto mechanic has changed drastically due to the fact that all the cars have computers and stuff in them now. He thinks the car shouldn't have all the computers. I can't exactly blame him. I don't think I'd like it much either.
They got too much on it for no more benefit than it is.
Well, what kind of, do you have a favorite muscle car or a favorite truck that you like?
Necessarily. My truck is a Dodge Ram 1500 with a Hemi in it currently right now, but I drive it, sometimes on the weekends to the dump and everything, trying to keep the mileage down on it.
To be honest with you, if I put that 350 small block in my grandpa's truck, that probably would be how I would run it. I wouldn't run it to veggie once or twice a week. But mostly going to church and then probably Friday is going to work. And it would probably also be my Saturday fun vehicle, too.
A 79 Ford that I bought back in 79, and that when I got out of school, I really liked that truck, and I liked the body style on it, but I also had a 1954 model Chevrolet 5-window, and that was a lot of fun to drive.
Dad, the classics, man. I love it.
Smart enough to get a license, just wants to be aggravated. They'll just ignore them.
Ignorance, plain ignorance. Thank you, sir.
Going into a bad spot. Yep, that'd be, all right, I'm through that spot.
All right. What's your plans for today?
It should be a pretty easy day. I don't have anything special out of the ordinary that I got to do today that I know of yet, but it's always subject to change when I get to work.
I think it's like that for everybody, to be honest with you.
A couple of years ago, I used to work down there in Piedmont at a plastics place. I worked down there for 21 years. KN4 TFW.
Plastics place? What is that at again?
Highway 20. They're just down from Lakeside Park there in Piedmont.
Yeah, I got you. Waiting for the CW to go on so I can sign for the both of us, but I ain't heard it yet.
I hadn't tried it yet. I got a couple of CDs and stuff to help you learn, but I haven't done anything with it yet.
No, I'm talking about the repeater identifying itself in CW. I'm just waiting for that, because I'm wanting to shine every 10 minutes like I should, because I ain't heard the repeater identify yet.
Be long.
When I hear it, I'll sign for the both of us, right? Okay. Do you enjoy your job?
Pretty good. It ain't too bad. It's, you know, a lot less stressful than my old one and that. So it's not bad at all. The problem right now is, you know, a lot of parts are hard to get and they take a long time to come in.
Yeah, I hear that. Inflation and shortages and everything, it makes it all complicated. I'm just curious, Dave, what was stressful about your old job?
It's stressful, but I was tied to them 24/7. They may call me in the, you know, midnight on a Saturday and need a part that we didn't have, and then you gotta wake up people and find it and line up a courier to pick it up and then make sure they get it, and so, or call another one of our sister plants and get somebody to get it, put it on a truck, and it just is a lot of big hassle. I mean, I've been on vacation and had to order parts and stuff like that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all. I can't blame you, it really doesn't sound fun. Excuse me. Anyway, every job has its drawbacks.
They're a little bit different in that, and you got to pay attention to what you're ordering, because a lot of it has to be explosion proof and specialty stuff and everything, because we got a lot of volatile chemicals here.
So when you say explosion proof, are you talking like this stuff could potentially cause a nuclear accident?
It'd be like working around, you know, gasoline and that, and then you got some kind of like electric tool that puts out sparks and stuff like that. You know, you don't want something like that. So you got to pay attention to the kind you order, make sure that it's all sealed up and it can't start a fire.
Yeah, I understand. It's almost like, you know, getting your hazmat for driving a semi. You know, you have to know what all the signs and stuff mean for the hazardous materials so that you don't accidentally do the wrong thing and blow up your load and possibly kill all the people around you, including yourself. Yeah, I understand. Thank you. I appreciate you explaining that.
Got special radios so that they won't, you know, they won't cause a problem.
Motorola artist.
To roll it, but I've been waiting like 8 months for some to come in.
I love Motorola. They're the best.
Let me go pick up some gasoline right here for a minute, and then I'll get back with you. KN4 TFW.
KN4 WWZ on the side.
TFW Mobile.
Whiskey,
Whiskey,
Mobile.
KO4, HKX, Mobile. Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Chandler.
Mr. Patrick, how are you?
Who'd you call me?
For a Tuesday morning.
Me?
Patrick?
You called me Ed.
I didn't even notice, so I don't know, man. This time change has got me.
Didn't you have me getting scared for a second there?
Andrew, this morning, did you hear him?
No, I did not hear him. I texted him a couple times. He's been texting with me, but he must already be in the plant.
Some 3 cents.
3 cents. Be nice if it went down $3.
It won't go down as fast as it came up.
For $19 worth, I topped off, and so my little mileage meter here, because I guess I must be using mostly battery power, says I'm averaging 199.9 miles per gallon.
The hybrid?
Stay that way.
What kind of hybrid do you drive?
Yeah,
sounds like a pretty neat little car.
About anywhere between 55 and 60 miles to a gallon.
And I'm not actually listening to them. Hey, have you been listening, or did you just get on the radio?
In a few minutes. I got in about right the time Ken was getting out for fuel and trying to get everything ready to go, so this is about my normal time.
Copy. Patrick, I was talking to Ken about putting a small block 350 Chevy engine in my grandfather's old truck.
I think it's a good idea. I've done it myself.
Otherwise, my grandfather's old truck is a 1986 Mazda V2000 5-speed.
It'll be more motor than the truck needs.
Yeah, but it'll sound good. And what you think?
Right for a little truck.
There's no such thing as too much motor. You can't go wrong with a small block 350 Chevrolet.
But a gasoline.
If we drive it once or twice a week, it shouldn't be too bad. Like I said, it'd be my fun trip.
They probably have issues keeping the tires glued to the road.
More than one way.
I guess I should keep it a four cylinder.
I probably would. I'd leave it alone and drive it.
You're probably right. Let me talk to Patrick for a few minutes. I'm just going to sit here on the side and listen.
When I was a kid, my uncle had one of them old square body Le Mans and dropped a 429 Catalina motor in there. Man, all you had to do was touch the gas and it'd spin the tires.
He's got a 68 Cougar and we shoved a 460 down in it, which is the same thing as a Mustang of the era engine bay. Basically just different sheet metal on it. And you talk about a tight fit.
Would be a tight fit. We had a big old 66 Mercury that had one of those in there, and that sucker's huge. Looks like the hood of it was 8 foot wide.
Like that and putting the Cougar.
Cougar was a nice body style for sure.
But he's got the engine out of it right now. He's been doing some other work to it. Getting older now and he can't get it finished. Helping his son with his 1951 pickup truck. So he put it on the back burner.
Yesterday.
Actually pretty good. Sales were a little off, but not bad. And a couple shops closed for vacation, so I think that was the reason why that was. I got done a little early too. I got back up here by around 4 o'clock.
Good, because you got a late start. I heard you call out yesterday afternoon, a little after 4, but I was just getting on the phone with Susan.
I figured you was either on the phone or you weren't there or something was going on, so I didn't worry too much about it. Time to jump over to the other repeater. I'm in the black hole now.
Roger that. Catch you there. KN4 TFW clear.
KO4 HGS clear.
Three. WWC. I'll be clear from the repeater. At 0600 in 1 hour. 3 times